Unusual and creative nativity sets are nothing new, really. But this year, a group of young people came up with what they called the hipster nativity. So, Joseph is shown using his iPhone to take a selfie with baby Jesus. Mary holds a Starbucks coffee cup in her hand. A sheep wears a hand-knit sweater. But perhaps the cleverest are the three wise men who show up riding Segway two-wheelers, each one holding in his arm an Amazon.com box. Today, when we recall the story of the Magi, we know that while a lot of things have changed since the original, there is a lot that remains the same. Just like the Magi, we are on a journey. We're told next to nothing about these guys, except they're from the east, and they followed a star a long distance to get to the place where the newborn king of the Jews is. While details are missing, we still find the elements of every person's journey in life. We're all on a path. We talk about a career path or a shared path. At some point in our lives, we start to see that life is like a journey. We're looking for something as we let our feet take us further down the road. Most all of us are searching for meaning, something that gives our lives significance or a clear purpose. The spiritually inclined among us talk about our search for God, or at least looking for the things of God. A young man in a juvenile detention facility says to a chaplain visiting there, "You know what my problem is? I don't got no destination. I don't got no destination." And with those few words, that person, with not all that many years, has spoken wise words to us. We all need a destination if we're going to make our way, find our way through this world. Some direction. Again, some sense of purpose. We want to be on a journey that takes us somewhere. What the story of the Magi would have us remember is that God sends us a star to guide us on the way. We know these wise men from the east made their way by the guidance of a star, which tells us that we also have help if we use it. There are times in our lives when we think we are in the dark, spinning in circles, but we're not. We just have to look around and we'll see that there's a star shining, even if dimly, helping us to find our way in this world. The writer and mystic Carlo Coretto spent 10 years on a pilgrimage through the African desert. He learned that finding his way in the desert was much more easier by night than by day. He shared this thought in his book, Letters from the Desert. He wrote, "In the years that I spent in the open desert, I never once got lost, and that's thanks to the stars. Many times I lost my way because the sun was too high in the sky. But then I waited for night, and I found the road again, guided by the stars." We have to believe that we also can find our path by the light of a God-sent star. God would not have us to walk in the darkness, lost and unsure of where to go. We simply have to trust the stars that He sends to us, whether they are human guides, mentors, teachers, saints, prophets, the church, intuition, conscience, whatever God gives to us. Follow these and they will show us the way. The bottom line is God will lead us to the stable. We will get there if we open our hearts to His word and our mind to His ways, especially as we find in the scriptures. When we listen to the quiet sound of His voice echoing within us, urging us to go on a certain path, we should trust that voice to get us where we need to be, which of course is to where we can find God. Wendell Berry tells the story of a barber in the small town of Port William. The barber shares the story of his own journey with a customer one day, admitting that it wasn't always a straight line for him, and that sometimes he didn't know where he was going until he was already there. Then the man makes this confession: "I am an ignorant pilgrim crossing a dark valley. And yet, for a long time, looking back, I have been unable to shake off the feeling that I have been led. I have been led." His words, honest and true, give us hope in our own lives that we also are being led. Whatever the twists and turns and turnarounds of our life, we have every reason to believe that God will help us find our way. And when we feel we're all alone, just trying to make it through this world in one piece, we just need to remind ourselves that we always have God at our side. He will lead us to the stable. That's His promise. Surely those magi had moments or days when they thought they were lost, thought they were crazy for striking out on this path, days when they wished they could turn around. But as we know, as we heard today, they stayed with the star because the star stayed with them. There's a lesson for us in their journey.